The title will have your neighborhood in it. What is your neighborhood?
Hazelwood.
Hazelwood. That will be impressed. Okay. Jefferson Smith, you're 6'4 and appear to be quite energetic. Hip a little out of shape. Or flabby. Did I say that? Hip a little slightly flabby.
Keep going. You're starting off well so far.
Before I settle on a tone for these questions, I need to ask you if you have any history of violence. Any barroom brawls back in Boston? Have you ever punched out a reporter in a Portland coffee shop?
I think we'll be fine. I should acknowledge that I recognize the paradigmatic Portlander is smaller and has greater endurance. And I recognize that I'm a little different than the paradigmatic Portlander. I am stronger and fatter. I recognize that. But you'll be fine.
Okay, I can begin. You named your company Boy Ranger Consulting after the landmark political film Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Right.
Jimmy Stewart plays a character named Jefferson Smith, who is the leader of the Boy Rangers. Right?
Yep.
You know, once upon a time, there was an American teenager wandering the streets of London when he noticed a crowd in front of a stage door. He joined them, not knowing what was about to happen. Suddenly, the door opened, and Jimmy Stewart walked out. That young boy was me. I have seen the man who played Jefferson Smith in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I have heard that familiar voice in person, and it felt like I knew him and knew the character in the movie. And you, Jefferson Smith, are no Jefferson Smith. Your thoughts?
Well, I would say that I'm a real person, and that's really my name. And so I would say to anybody else who has a fictional name of Jefferson Smith that they're not Jefferson Smith. I am the real Slim Shady.
How many Portlanders went through the bus project? I know people move around, but what's your estimate of the number of Portlanders who say, Jefferson Smith is running for mayor? I know him from my time with the bus project.
The range of involvement is really broad. So we've had probably the smallest number would be several hundred. We've had about 165 fellows and people who've come through as organizers, probably at least that number. In terms of people who've participated in activities, it's getting pretty near 5,000, 10,000 at this point.
When you send out a group email, is it the 5,000?
No, when the bus sends out a group email, at this point, I think it's north of 20,000.
Wow. You have a machine here.
I think they might be at 16,000. I think actually what it is, something like they sent it out to nearly 50,000, but then, but that's over 10 years, and so a lot of email addresses have changed, and so I think it's, you know, about half of them are still valid, but I think 20,000 probably my best guess. It might be 16,000.
Wow.
But I'm no longer the executive director of the bus, so I am not as up to speed on their precise numbers at all.
But when you made your announcement, there was an email went out to those people?
No, email went out to my list, which is smaller than that.
Throw a number at me, just curious.
I think we probably have about 7,000.
Okay. You are deeply involved in banking issues and how the system works. Could you give us your explanation for why the economy of the United States and the world got in so much trouble? How did it happen?
And you want two paragraph answers?
If you could. I mean,
yeah, anybody who does that is a politician or lying. But I'll give you a few factors that I think are really important. One, an obvious one is growing debt through, some would say creative, others would just say more than risky, capital investment schemes, and then with the dip in housing demand, the house of cards came down. That has been relatively well publicized, in books and movies. I have my own hypothesis that I haven't been in the position to test, so I'm not yet prepared to call it a theory, but I have my own hypothesis that one instigating cause of the housing bubble bursting was an increase in oil prices, an increase in gas prices. And actually, we saw gas prices go up and consumer demand dip well before, at least in advance, of the housing collapse and then the financial markets collapse. And then related to that has been a strong reliance on credit throughout the economy, both personal credit and institutional credit. And when you have a major credit crunch, it becomes really hard to recover from.
You've made reference a lot to the disparity in wealth. That's a theme of your speeches. And I always wonder if that isn't playing into the hands of the 1%. They can see then that this is just class warfare rather than deal with the truth that the reason we are where we are is that Wall Street committed a massive crime with fraudulently rated security swaps, and the result was a derivatives frenzy that produced a $600 trillion financial exposure that is unraveling as we speak. Isn't it better to stay on message?
On which message?
The derivatives, the derivative scam.
Yeah,
those were AAA-rated bonds that were junk, and it led to a huge...
Depending on message for what?
How we got here. In other words, I see in the media every day people assigning blame for one reason or another. But by not directly bringing up the Wall Street derivatives frenzy that really did cause this, Greece, Europe, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Aren't we letting them off the hook simply by covering their tracks for them?
I doubt there would be any bank who has paid attention to my comments or activities over the last number of months or years and get any misimpression that I'm letting them off the hook. In fact, my most recent proposal was in that vein, which was to move some of our money from national banks into local credit unions. I think the movie I just saw, Too Big to Fail, helping to popularize the Wall Street shenanigans is helpful. I don't think that it is off message to talk about wealth disparities. We had growing wealth disparities even before we had Wall Street shenanigans. Right. They're only more gaping now.
But the oil gas prices thing, do you have a study you can cite on that?
I can get you the economic graph that shows pretty clearly, you know, when gas prices lowered, which is in advance of the housing crunch, which was and was also and in between there was lowering consumer demand. What I have found very interesting, and I don't say that at all to let banks off the hook. One of the reasons I offer is I have thought for a long time that it was strange that we didn't connect any of the economic crisis to what was happening with oil companies, and been a little surprised by this. So if I'm offering my candid response, I'm going to offer that. But I don't think that one mistake absolves a second one.
Right. This part was a little muddled on my.
Yeah.
I came at it a little differently than I thought it would come back from you. So let me just ask you this. The longer these Occupy camps go on, the more we hear people criticize the lawlessness aspect. But how do you expect young people to respect the law when we as a society, just witnessed Wall Street commit the biggest ripoff in the history of the world? And not only were they not punished, but they were rewarded.
Major problem with white-collar financial crimes being lawyered away by the highest paid lawyers in the world. We have a national problem with banking regulations not keeping up with realities of the financial markets. We have people either without the tools or without the courage to hold those with a smoking financial gun accountable for global financial crisis that hopefully will not become global double-dip financial holocaust. There is no question about that.
That's great. I mean, that sounds like a real tight. I could use that had that flair to it. That had the big finish to it almost. Okay. Now, see, I go into that Huffington Post piece. That's why I said the order kind of got screwed up. I hope I can use this section. I kind of modeled it up. Don't blame yourself.
Okay.
It's a complicated subject. I should have thrown my explanation for it about the past few years and that
kind
of. I thought you were going to say derivatives. That it's right there.
$600 trillion. Right.
How's that? It's 10 times bigger than planet Earth.
I don't disagree with you, right?
Okay.
I don't disagree with you, but I just think there were factors that something had to burst the bubble.
What are they teaching you these days? Come on, man. Okay. All right, let me try this again, and I might have to edit out some of those previous questions. Please forgive me for that. You recently wrote a piece for Huffington Post calling for local governments to be allowed to put more money in local credit unions. You wrote, "This effort is not merely some punishment for national banks. A portion of our local government's modest resources won't make or break them." First, do you really think our local government's resources are modest? How much bigger would you like them to be? That's a trick question. I'm sorry. That's kind of gotcha. I'm sorry. But if you don't want to answer
that. Really is a question?
Yeah, it's a question.
Compared to the monies that are moved by Wells Fargo, Bank of America, etc., a percentage of Portland's bank deposits are not a whole lot, and we're trying to be humble in what we talk about. That said, I do think that if we can create and help create a culture of local banking, not only does that get our money circulating better locally, but hopefully it'll also help shield us from the whim and whimsies of banking tycoons far away.
Yeah, you are calling for a national program here, though, in that piece. So, and do you really think the banking industry will view this idea benignly and not fight back, especially when you call for it on a national scale? Do you really think they'll say, let's not retaliate for that? It's not going to break us or make us?
I would assume that they would do whatever is in their self-interest, and that is part of the problem.
You heard about the credit union for Occupy Wall Street, right?
You mean that they moved a bunch of their people?
Well, that Goldman Sachs made a five. This is off. This isn't going to go in.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs donated $5,000 to this credit union.
Yeah.
After Occupy Wall Street opened an account there, they forced them to give the money back and rewrite all their invitations for the annual. I mean, you're talking not just self-interest. You're talking vindictive corporate crunching.
Yes.
And you're going to walk us into that from all the banks with this program?
This is a program that we passed in the legislature. This is something that's already an option as law, but no locality, Portland at least, has not yet written a letter of intent that would allow us to activate the depository pool. Do I think that Portland should be at the leading edge of rethinking how we invest local money? Absolutely. And should we avoid that because we're chicken? No.
Would these credit unions be allowed to invest in derivatives? Well, what's their abilities as far as the casino nature of Wall Street firms? How far, what are the regulations there? Are you going, what's the firewall and all that there?
Credit unions have different practices. They generally have a more robust set of limitations in terms of the kind of money they invest and what they do. One helpful general limitation is that they have nonprofit boards of directors who have a community motive as well as a financial motive at stake. Does that provide all of the protections that the financial industry or the consumers need? No. Does it provide an additional layer of protection? Yes.
As we know from It's a Wonderful Life, another Jimmy Stewart film, we actually need banks, so why aren't you stressing banking reform and prosecution of the people who did this, the financial crisis, rather than trashing the idea of banking? Aren't you just playing to the crowd on this?
So I don't know that I will accept the premise of your line of question, or that question itself. And the... but I will ask you to repeat it, because
okay.
I thought your question
okay.
was such crap.
As we know from It's a Wonderful Life, another Jimmy Stewart film...
Are you supporting a candidate in this, by the way? Because it... go ahead.
Who does this sound like?
I don't know, go ahead.
As we know from It's...